We're back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It is presented by Kobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He is Tom Evans, and we'll waste no time this segment getting over to the hotline and welcoming in our special guest for the week over from Midview, head wrestling coach of the Middies program. That's Paul Steele, again, our guest for this week's WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap presented by Kobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Coach, pleasure to have you on the show once again. I know we haven't gotten a chance to talk to you this season. We've had you on in years prior, but welcome back to the show. And I guess I'll start with the easy one for you. How are things going over on the mats over there in Grafton so far this season?
We are really focusing this season on our improvement from where we've started, where we're headed. Really trying to focus this year on the effort we're given, and seeing a lot of that in our room. We, as you guys know, we lost a lot of talent, you know, the last couple years out of our program, and trying to replace that's hard. But I guess that's why I'm a wrestling coach, right? To get in and do the hard stuff and be there for the guys and help them develop in a way that they need to. And, I think we're well on that path.
Paul, great article in the Chronicle last week about your upper weight there, Schenberger. I'm looking over the lineup and Gage. I think Gage feels like about a sixth-year senior to me. I remember talking about Gage when he might have been like a 106-pounder. Talk to us about some of the middies and some of the leadership that you have over there right now on that team.
So, Schenberger is one of the guys that you brought up that I think has a shot to really make a deep run this year into the postseason. I've kind of had my eye on Gage to sort of make that move as well. You're right. He came over to us as a freshman as a 106-pounder, and, yeah, he's been in our lineup for, like you said, what seems to be about 6 years. But we're really hoping to see him make a big improvement towards the end of the season and again, make a deep run into the postseason. Aaron Cole's another one that we're hoping, we can get to him wrestling his very best and peak here at the end of the season. And then, Carson Morris is another one that I think has a shot to, if he starts wrestling to his full potential here by the end of the season. I think those four guys are going to be the where our eyes are focused on who can have the best chance this postseason to do something special.
Paul, I know you've got some gaps in the lineup making it tough in the SWC because nobody's going to feel sorry for you. They're going to take advantage of that. But, you guys really do a great job of getting in some of the big tournaments. I saw you down at Medina. You were down at West Holmes last week. Talk to us a little bit about your philosophy about getting these guys ready for the end of the year and what you focus on and even how you maybe approach some of these dual meets when you know you're coming in a little shorthanded.
Yeah, Tom, that's really, like you said, our schedule. I put it together in the last 2 years to really face some tough competition so that we can find out, what are our areas of need to improve upon? What individually does each guy need to work on? We started the year with an Austin Smiley tournament, and, we're able to take home the championship there. To get some of our newer guys some confidence, and that was great. But I don't know that we learned a whole lot of where our gaps were through that tournament. And then we went straight into, MIT, J.C. Gorman, and Maumee Bay, and we found out very quickly where our needs, our area of improvement was. And so we were able to start working on those and start, picking those areas apart. And when you couple that with just an overall emphasis on not necessarily winning or losing, but just the effort and competing through every position, through every match, you can see wrestlers start to take really big jumps here towards the end of the season, and that's what we're going to do.
Paul, you know, I love the SWC from a competitive standpoint, and you know, certainly Avon Lake's the returning champs, and they've got a lot of depth in their lineup. But I've said this from day one, as I look up and down the SWC teams, every team in that league has potential finalists and has guys that could, you know, maybe be spoilers as this thing comes down the road. As I look at your team, you could easily put four or five guys into the finals on this team. And do you talk about that a little bit before you get to that SWC tournament with the guys?
You know, I agree with you. I don't necessarily make that a point of emphasis. I made a mistake early on in coaching and, you know, and sort of pointing out like, hey, this is where you could be. This is where you could be. And then you lose a match or two and guys get disappointed. They feel like their day's ruined. Their goals have of winning the championship have gone. And now what do I have to wrestle for? Do I feel like I got four guys or five guys that could be in the finals? I really do. I think, you know, an upset here or there. And, you know, Schenberger is one that I would expect to see in the finals. Baraboo is another one that I think I would expect to see in the finals. Cole and Morris, I think those guys might have to win a match or two, you know, an upset along the way to get there. But I don't want to focus on that. I just want to focus on those guys peaking at the right time, wrestling their very best coming into conference, into sectionals, so that if we do have a misstep along the way, it's not just about the results and it's not just about am I in the finals. It's about am I wrestling my very best right now? Because honestly, I the SWC is tough, and I'd love to make a good showing at conference, but that next week, that sectional week, and that district week, that's where I really want our guys peaking and being at their very best.
I'm glad you brought the sectionals up. This whole seeding thing is still a little bit new to wrestling. Paul, do you take a look at it and say there's a better spot for our team to be than maybe another, or do you just say Avon Lake's the closest one, we're going to go up to Avon Lake? How do you go about that?
I look at that a little bit. The sectionals is, you know, Avon Lake's a tough sectional. There are easier sectionals around. But I don't hold that sectional too high in the fact that if I got guys and their goal is to make the district tournament, we're shooting a little bit too low, right? And we're not going to meet our full potential. You know, I've got to get guys thinking that they have the potential to wrestle with the best in the state. That's where we certainly want to be as a program. And I asked my guys the other day, who's ever walked out on the mat thinking that they were going to lose? And a couple kids raised their hands, and I thought to myself, I've really done a disservice to the kids if I don't have my guys thinking they can win every match that they walk out on the mat for. And so, you know, when you start thinking about it that way, why would we shoot for district tournament? Why not shoot for state? Why not shoot for that podium down there? Somebody's got to make it. Why not our guys? And when you really start to see the transformation in them mentally of thinking they have the ability to make it, I mean, the wrestling grows exponentially.
I love that attitude, Paul. Paul, one last thing, and I don't know how close you are to the situation. I know Bucknavich is down at Cleveland State, and they just kind of got dealt a death blow a couple weeks ago. He's a heck of a wrestler over at Midview. Have you heard from him and what maybe his plans are with that Cleveland State wrestling program going to go away at the end of this year?
Yeah, that was some news I actually found out, just before we started to wrestle Avon last week, and that's some devastating news. It sucks for our area guys who have the chance to wrestle in a Division I school, and Cleveland State's right here, a quality program. It puts a lot of guys into the tournament every year, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Buck yet about that. that. But you know, I know another guy, Connor Holm, right from right here in Elyria, you know, lives in Grafton, and you know, a lot of these guys went there to be close to their family and still wrestle some of the best wrestlers in the country, and it feels like that's sort of being ripped away from them right now. So I would challenge anybody in the area who loves northern, northeastern Ohio wrestling, do everything you can to support those boys and that wrestling program. I know that Cleveland State has said once before that they were going to end that program, and they were able to get it brought back and revived, and I just hope and pray that that happens for those boys again, and Cleveland State wrestling stays strong and continues on.
Yeah, that was the crux. I wrote a little letter to the Board of Trustees that said, listen, take a look at the number of wrestlers that you have from Northeast Ohio. Lorain County wrestlers down at Cleveland State right now. I know Ruben Pina Lorenzana from Firelands is down there. Buck's down there. Connor Holmes down there. So, you know, it's been very, very good for Lorain County wrestling. And those are Northeast Ohio kids. And take a look at some of the programs that you kept around. And they're not Northeast Ohio kids. So very, very frustrating. I kind of grew up at Woodland Gymnasium with Coach Bonacci and some of that stuff. So I watched Buck wrestle. I got to call the MAC tournament last year at Kent State and watch Buck have a pretty nice tournament over there. So wishing them nothing but the best down at Cleveland State, and wishing you nothing but the best, Paul, as you head down the road. And you know, I'm running a Division I sectional over in Cleveland, so if you end up over there, I'll be happy to see you. If not, good luck down the road.
Well, I appreciate that. And, there might be some desire to get over there to see you too, Tom. That's one of the sectionals I sort of have my eye on. So if we could get over that way, that'd be great.
Awesome. Awesome.
Fantastic. Coach, thank you as always for the time. We greatly appreciate it. Really awesome, insightful conversation we've had with you here today. Thank you again for the time, and best of luck moving forward here the rest of the way this season.
Yeah, thank you guys, and I know that we had a little bit of concern with the show this year, and I'm glad that you guys got that figured out, and I appreciate all you do to continue to promote wrestling, you know, within Lorain, Cuyahoga County, and just northeastern Ohio in general.
Well, it's our pleasure, Coach, and again, we really appreciate the time and all that you guys do to make our coverage so fun to do. So thanks again, Coach, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you guys.
Thanks, Paul.
You got it. Yep. That is Paul Steele, head coach of the Midview Middies wrestling program, sharing some time with us here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, again presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Yeah, I mean, Midview, like you said, they lost a lot from years prior, even just last year. But, I mean, Coach Steele still got them moving well over there, and high goals, high aspirations. But I love what he said about being more process-oriented as opposed to just strictly focusing on results. He wants his guys wrestling their best at the right time of the year, regardless of whether they're bringing home wins or losses.
You know, I got to see him down at Medina. I love Schenberger. He's just a tough son of a gun, and he's fun to watch. And I didn't get to see Gage down there. I always like to try to catch one of his matches as well. But I think he's got some individuals that are poised and ready to make a little run here at the end of the year.
Fantastic. So again, big thanks to Coach Paul Steele from Midview for joining us. If you missed that interview, it'll be available tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. All right, let's step aside, take another quick break. When we return, we'll dive into some of the different duels and tournament results from the past week and weekend. And of course, as always, we'll take a look at what's coming up next here in the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. It's coming your way next right here. It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're live right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.